This is the Gaiagram, environmental headlines from around a planet in crisis.
The hottest air temperature recorded anywhere on the planet in at least a century, and possibly ever, was reached in Death Valley in California's Mojave Desert the third week in August, where it soared to 130 degrees Fahrenheit. The record comes as climate scientists warn of the dangers of a warming planet. Last month was the world's third hottest July on record, and three of the hottest ever Julys all occurred within the last 5 years. California has been experiencing major power outages after as many as 2 million residents were plunged into darkness recently in the state's first rolling blackout since the 2001 energy crisis, and they are bracing for more. Regions around the world have been grappling with extreme heat, including parts of Europe and the eastern U.S., where temperatures last month were expected to set records for New York and Boston. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, last month was tied for the world's second hottest July on record and the hottest ever in the Northern Hemisphere. Searing heat has gripped cities around the globe in recent weeks, including Brussels, Paris, and New York. Earlier this month, violent winds in the U.S. Midwest and a tropical storm in the Northeast left millions without power, in some cases for as long as a week. A new paper published in the journal Nature Communications Earth and Environment says Greenland's glaciers have shrunk so much that even if global warming were to stop right now, the ice sheet would continue shrinking. Satellite data from the last 40 years shows that Greenland's glaciers have passed a tipping point of sorts, where the snowfall that replenishes the ice sheet each year cannot keep up with the ice that is flowing into the ocean from glaciers. Researchers said, obviously, this is catastrophic, not only for the wildlife of the region, which is already suffering, but also because of the resulting rise of sea level. Gradual though it may be, the effects will be noticeable. In another study, scientists estimate that in just 15 years, by the summer of 2035, Arctic summer sea ice could disappear for the first time since primitive humans left Africa. The point is, this is happening soon, says Maria Victoria Guarino, an Earth system modeler at the British Antarctic Survey and lead author of a study published earlier this month in the journal Nature Climate Change. We will have less and less time to get ready for it, or less time to act upon it if we want to do something about it. The scientists also noted that unexpected events could alter the timeline. The eruption of a large volcano, which spews chemicals into the atmosphere that block sunlight and lower temperatures, could push the estimates out a few years. Whichever summer is the first to lose its sea ice, they warn that businesses, governments, and people living in the Arctic need to prepare now for changes in regional geopolitics, transportation, and food availability. Arctic ice is currently at a record low for summer, the lowest in 42 years of record keeping. And finally, Iowans continued to deal with the aftermath of the ferocious derecho storm that roared across the Midwest recently and went relatively unnoticed by the rest of the country. The storm, with straight-line winds that reached nearly 100 miles in parts of Iowa, swept across Nebraska, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, and Michigan before losing steam. U.S. Representative Abby Finkenauer, a Democrat who represents Cedar Rapids in Congress, said this is a disaster that we have never seen before. It is something that was essentially like a hurricane coming through the Midwest without advance notice. Across Iowa, the storm also hit about 10 million acres of crops. The Iowa Department of Agriculture said the storm affected roughly a third of the state, which grows about 32 million acres of corn, soybeans, and other crops.
This was the Gaiagram, environmental headlines from around a planet in crisis.